Democrats outraged after Kyle Rittenhouse declared innocent, "It's good to be a white murderer." By Wendell Hussebo on November 19, 2021. The left melted down on Friday after Kyle Rittenhouse was found innocent of murdering two white men and attempting to murder another white man. It should be noted that before the verdict, President Joe Biden referred to Rittenhouse as a white supremacist on the campaign trail while the media spun the case to be about race. Black Lives Matter tweeted the verdict is meant to protect and uphold white supremacy. LeVar Burton tweeted there are two forms of justice in America. A Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee advisor tweeted there was no justice and there will be no peace. Wajahat Ali tweeted the verdict is painful. In a separate tweet, he suggested, it's good to be a white murderer. Former ESPN anchor and now writer for The Atlantic suggested that outrage is appropriate in consideration of the innocent verdict. The Public Citizen organization suggested the verdict was decided by race, as Rittenhouse killed two white men. Occupy Democrats organization complained Rittenhouse will walk free from defending himself during the 2020 Black Lives Matter riots. MSNBC contributor Julian Castro suggested that if Rittenhouse was black he would have been found guilty. Keith Boykin said the verdict only shows that white people can break the law and get away with it. Matthew Cortland tweeted the verdict serves as permission to white supremacists and has, once again, endorsed domestic terrorism. MSNBC anchor blamed the judge for the jurors' verdict. Representative Adriano Espaillat, DNY, tweeted that white tears can still forestall justice and that our justice system is terribly broken. President of the National Education Association said the verdict threatens the safety of all of us. Rosanna Arquette revealed the acquittal is a crime in itself. The Attorney General of New York said this is a dark day for our justice system. Rabbi Jill Zimmerman said the verdict made her cry and that Rittenhouse crossed state lines with an AR-15 in contradiction of the evidence presented in court. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo.